Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Tainis. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned the wood donations to the Beis HaMikdash, and there were, in fact, eight families who had this privilege, and they brought wood to the Beis HaMikdash on nine specific days. And Mishnah lists the days and these families. Zman Atzei Kohanim V'Ha'am, Tisha. There are nine times that wood was brought by the Kohanim and the people. Now, all eight of the families listed here are not Kohanim, and those are the people, the Ha'am, the nation. That's these eight families from the nation. But Kohanim were also permitted to bring on one of the days, as we will see. Be'echad b'Nisan, so the first of the days, of course, we start with Nisan. The first of the days is Aleph Nisan, and on Aleph Nisan, B'nei Arach ben Yehuda. Wood was brought by the family of Arach, right, the Arach family. They're descendants of somebody named Arach, but the Arach person probably lived during the time of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, and these are his descendants many, many generations later, or even many generations later. So Arach from Shevet Yehuda. Be'eshim b'Tamuz, on the 20th of Tammuz, B'nei David ben Yehuda. On the 20th of Tammuz, the descendants of David HaMelech, the family of descendants of David HaMelech would bring wood. Of course, from Shevet Yehuda, David ben Yehuda. B'chamish ba'av, on the 5th of Av, B'nei Parosh ben Yehuda, the family of Parosh from Shevet Yehuda. B'shivabo, on the 7th of Av, B'nei Yonadav ben Rechav, the family of Yonadav, from the descendants of Yisro, who is referred to in this Mishnah as Rechav. So Yonadav was a descendant of Yisro, and this Yisro converted to Judaism, and his children also were Jews, although they were not part of a Shevet, they were part of the family of Yisro. Ba'asarabo, on the 10th of Av, B'nei Sna'a ben Binyamin, the family of Sna'a from Shevet Binyamin. Bachamisha Asarbo, on the 15th of Av, B'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, the family of Zatu from Shevet Yehuda. Now, the 15th of Av is a very special day, and we'll mention that other reasons why it's a special day at the end of the Masechta, in a couple more Mishnayos. But here in particular, the Zatu family would bring wood, but also along with the Zatu family, there were many others who had the opportunity to bring wood on this day. V'imahem, with the Zatu family, Kohanim, the Levium, those Kohanim and Levium that wanted to bring wood could do so on this day. V'chol mishita b'shivto, and those who didn't know what their shevet they're from. Now, that doesn't mean any random person. That means that if there was a family in Am Yisrael who had a Mesorah, that they were wood bringers. They knew that their family always brought wood, but they had lost track of what family they were in, and what time of year they brought the wood. So they didn't know when they brought the wood. You know, for example, during the time of Hanukkah, the time preceding Hanukkah, things were very, very bad for religious Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The Greeks were, Roman Greeks were really trying to just eradicate Yiddishkeit. And so it's easy to imagine that a young boy, could end up surviving from his family and being the only survivor from his family and remembering that as a little boy, they used to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. But he might not remember when or what family they were from. He just knew that they had brought wood. And so such a family, right, so his descendants would still maintain the right to bring wood. But when they did so, they did it on this day. Kol Mishitav Shifto, somebody didn't know which family and Shevet they're from, but they had a Mesorah that they were woodbringers. They would bring it here on Tu B'Av, along with the family of Zatu. And also, wood was brought on that day by one more group. A group has two nicknames, U'B'nei Gonvei Eli B'nei Kotzei Katzios. Both nicknames refer to the same family. And they were called Gonvei Eli Kotzei Katzios. And that refers to this family who smuggled Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash at the time when it was forbidden by an occupying army, perhaps the Greeks, perhaps another time. They covered their Bikurim, basically. They took their bikurim and put them in the bottom of the wagon. And then they covered them with chopped dried figs. Chopped dried figs are called katsios. And they brought them to Yerushalayim, along the road to Yerushalayim, and they carried a large stone pestle on their shoulders. And this is a pestle is Eli, that's what it's called. And so when the soldiers stopped them, and they said, "Hey, where are you going? Where do you think you're going?" They said, "Well, we have our ktios, we have our dried chopped figs here, and we are taking them to be pounded into fig cakes, right? Igulei dvela, with this stone Eli that we're carrying, with our Eli, in the industrial mortars that are, you know, another 5 miles ahead on the road." And the soldiers, because there were, in fact, those mortars up against the road, up ahead, the soldiers let them through. And that's why they were called B'nei Kotzei Katsios, who chopped figs, chopped dried figs, Gonvei Eli, because they were Gonev Das, they tricked the occupying soldiers with this pestle. So then afterwards, after they had passed the soldiers and they were out of danger, they would take out the Bikurim and arrange them nicely, as we know that's what you do with the Bikurim, to bring them to the base of Mikdash. And so this family also had the right to bring wood on the 15th of Av. The seventh day that we have listed here is Be'esrimbo, the 20th of Av. And that day, it's B'nai Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, the family of Pachas Moav from Shevet Yehuda. Be'eshrim Be'elul, on the 20th of Elul, B'nai Adin ben Yehuda, the family of Adin from Shevet Yehuda. And that is the eight families. But we still have one more day. That's 8 days, eight families. The ninth day is Be'echad B'teves, on the first of Teves, Shavu b'nei Farosh Shnia. The family of Parosh from Shevet Yehuda came back. They had another opportunity to give. This too traces itself back to the beginning of the whole thing. At the time of the building of the second base of Mikdash, people brought, and each group brought, and then at the end, each group brought, and then another group brought, another group brought, another group brought. At the end of all the wood, and all eight families had brought, and no ninth family stepped forward, but there were still several months left until the cycle could start again. And so Parosh stepped forward again and said, "Okay, I'll give more. I'll bring more," and filled in the rest of the year. And therefore, from Teves to Nisan, that's quite a bit. So Parosh gets a chance to come back a second time and bring wood from Teves until Nisan. Interestingly enough, says the Mishnah, Be'achad B'teves lo hayabo ma'amad. On the first of Teves, the Anshe Ma'amad would skip the special tefilos at every single one of the tefilos. But what's unusual about that is they did it for all three of the reasons noted in the previous Mishnah. Shehayabo halal, right? It's a day that has halal because it's Chanukah. The Karban Musaf, it's a day that has Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh. The Karban Eitzim. And it also has a Karban Eitzim because on the first of Teves, as we just said, the family of Parosh from Shevet Yehuda would bring wood. And since all three of those rules applied, certainly they didn't say the tefilos for the Ma'amad when they were in Yerushalayim observing the Karban HaTamid.